Let us pause in life's pleasures and count its many tears while we all sub sorrow with the poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis a song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many a days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. While we seek mirth and beauty.
Oh, wow. That's one of my all-time favorite songs by Mavis Staples. Hard times come again no more. And of course, it is fitting on so many levels because we are and have been experiencing hard times, most of us anyway. There are people in this world who have no concept of hard times. They've never had hard times. So it's a new concept to them. But it is my sense that these hard times will get even harder. Even as we are encouraged to believe that better days are ahead and that there's light at the end of the tunnel. But for the moment, as we assess the situation, we don't see that. Not just yet. We're not there yet. Not at that point of seeing light at the end of the tunnel. Because if we do see it in these times, we naturally would ask the question, is that the beacon of hope that we've been waiting for? Or is it yet another oncoming train? I hate to break it that way, but that's the way it is. We've been through, in the last couple of years, really daunting times. We don't like the idea of giving up hope, but we also have been betrayed many times into thinking that there is hope right around the corner. All we have to do is to hang in there, and hope will present itself, and all the rough roads would be made smooth, and we will continue our journey as intended toward whatever our goals used to be. It is the eve of Thanksgiving, the big holiday, the national observance in which we are to be thankful. The nation becomes thankful. Well, you know, I'm saying it in the context of all of the contradictions of our nation. We always, you know, we pause, we bow our heads, we do everything on cue. And tomorrow will be one of those days when we are thankful on cue. But I believe still, although I may sound a bit cynical, but I do believe enough people, they are thankful every day. They are thankful to still be alive, to still be standing, still fighting the good fight, still holding on to their honor and their ethics, and still finding some space within themselves to devote to others, to helping others. I must say that I've been fortunate to have observed this phenomenon over and over again of people who themselves don't have much, but they have enough to share. They have enough to extend to others. They're concerned about people in their lives and how they can make a contribution to making things a little bit better. So I thank those people today who still are hopeful and who, in the face of enormous odds, still maintain that fire in their hearts to be of use to others, to be mindful of the needs of others, and to extend themselves to help take care of others. I am thankful for those people, because I myself have been on the receiving end of a lot of care and love and concern. And it didn't have to be. I didn't expect it would happen, but I'm glad that it did and that it is happening. So many people have encouraged me simply to go on. It may seem like a small thing, but I tell you, it's a big, big thing. It makes a big difference. When you're saying, I don't feel like getting up, you get up. I don't want to go here, you go there. And it's because you feel that supporting, that supportive spirit behind all of that. And you say to yourself, now, I just can't give up. I have to go on. And suddenly you're invigorated because you are mindful of the fact that a lot of people are extending themselves to you. You don't even know the names. You haven't seen their faces, but they're there. And I wish that for all of us, that we pay attention to that custom of being mindful of others and extending ourselves in whatever way we can that would make a difference in other people's lives. Okay, I don't want to talk about you know who. He's out. I'm concerned about Biden and the signals that he's sending. I am concerned, but you know, I don't want to raise any false alarms. He deserves some space to get his act together and to formulate his plan. All the while, though, I caution that we keep an eye on this new president. We cannot fall down on that task, because it's not just for us, it's people coming behind us, the new generation coming behind us. And it is for people in the diaspora. Don't forget. What is happening within our borders determines how life will be for people outside of our borders. They're depending on us to hold the line, and they're depending on us to be mindful of their interests. And so we have to be. So let's talk about today, this whole idea of what it is that you have to be thankful for, or what has happened in your life that you continue to be thankful for, and which reminds you of the payback you owe. Let's talk about that. 888-874-4888 is the number to call. I don't want to, this is me, but that doesn't have to be you. I'm tired. I've been worn out by this political system of late that continues to obfuscate the things that are very, very important to us. But maybe it's simply because this is the pressure that is being exerted right now. Our representatives are distant. Our president is, new president is distant, even the old one. Thank God if he's distant. But we still have to keep in mind that we have tasks to do. And so we have to be vigilant. We have to watch what is happening. And more than that, we have to be ready now to be soldiers in a battle. We don't know what the battle is going to demand of us, but we have to be ready. 888-874-4888. Jackie from Brooklyn, you start us off today. Welcome.
Okay, hi, good afternoon. I was saying for the many things that I'm grateful for is my family, my love that I received as I was growing up, and my training. I'm grateful for parents who instilled the values and virtues in my life and taught me to think and to be proud of who I am. I'm grateful for my children and my granddaughter. And I'm grateful that at the time that I came to New York, there was free tuition for City College of New York. That's no longer there, but the younger people don't even know about that. But I was able to finish college, even though I took a life break, without paying tuition, because at that time it was free tuition. And then I was awarded a scholarship for graduate school. So I'm grateful to be alive. I'm grateful that people are determined to try to do the right thing and to see good in everyone despite the wickedness that's going on around us. I've noticed a change in people's attitudes. They seem to be much more helpful. I'm a senior where I live. When COVID first started, several of the people in the building who normally didn't even speak to you came to my door and asked me if they could be of help to me. So I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that I'm in a senior citizen group that's very progressive, and they look out for people and they try to educate as well as provide assistance. I'm grateful that I have another opportunity to keep on struggling, keep on persevering. I'm grateful for you, Eutrice, and I love the music. I wish you would take a Friday and just do music. Because the music that you play is great.
Thank you.
And maybe one Friday we can just have music for progressive thinking and for positive action. So happy Thanksgiving. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. Blessings to you and all of the family. And just keep on striving and keep on struggling. Keep your head up.
And
help
the
is on the way.
You. Back at you. Let's just keep on doing what we have been doing, hoping that we have the energy and good health and everything else to keep on moving. That's the whole point. Thank you so much, Jackie, for starting us off today. 888-874-4888. We're being a little bit philosophical today. Why? Because we very seldom pause and think about things like this. And we should. We should really look into ourselves, be a bit more introspective from time to time, and see what it is we find about ourselves and in relation to others as well. What are we doing? How are we affecting people? Is it resonating? Is it helping them? Are they helping us too? Are we creating community? And what do we do with all of this energy that we have? How do we harness it so that we create community? That's very much on my mind. 888-874-4888 is the number to call. I just want to ask the studio there a question for the moment. Are we technically back on track? Yes. Okay. We're back on track. So there you go. We're wide open, waiting for you to call at 888-874-4888. You know, there's more stuff we talk about all the time. And I don't know, but lately I find myself having less and less appetite for it. I feel overwhelmed by all the things that are going wrong. And I also feel that I know that people are dealing with very serious issues in their lives. And every now and then, I just wanted to encourage people to take some time for yourself and think a little bit about the good things that are working in your favor and to make the best use of that, to not get discouraged, to not feel left out, to not feel literally oppressed, but to summon up the best of yourselves and see yourself as a vital part of a community, as Jackie has just told us. She's a senior. She is participating. She's in a way discovering or rediscovering community. And it will do well. It will do her well. Because every time you get overwhelmed, and it's very easy to become overwhelmed in these times, so much is going wrong. And at the same time, it's like, what do they want? What do they want of me? Never mind that. Take some time and go over the good things that are happening in your life and will happen in your life. And celebrate how far you have come. You've come a long way, and it's a good thing for you to just give yourself that bit of reinforcement to take you even further along. Harvey from Berkeley, you're on the air.
Hello, wonderful Utrice.
Hey, wonderful Harvey. What's going on?
Well, wonderful things are going on, and I just want to wish you and your vast audience a very happy Thanksgiving. You know, you inspired me to go out into the streets and clean the streets, clean my neighborhood up. And I want to tell
about that.
I want to tell you that that has really lifted not only me but many members of my community. When they see me cleaning the streets with my pickup stick and my paper shopping bags there, they thank me, and people. It seems to brighten everything up. It lifts it up out of the ordinary mundane, especially with the Trump that we just passed, this whole devastating Trump downer that we went through. And, you know, I just feel a sense of accomplishment. First of all, it's part of my daily walk. You know, I take a walk every day, and now as I'm walking, I'm picking up trash off the sidewalks, off the street curb, everywhere, every little nook and cranny that there's trash. And it has, you know, as I walk, it's after I leave that area, it's clean. And it's just, there's, I wake up in the morning and I go out, and if I do it every day now, because I find that if I clean my neighborhood, which is about 3 or 4 blocks, if I clean my neighborhood, that it doesn't get that dirty. But if I let it go for a few days, the trash starts coming back. So
yes.
I see that this has been a marvelous thing that has carried me and many of my neighbors through this so-called pandemic. And I just feel that it's really, it's energized me. You know, because the pandemic can make people depressed, but garbage everywhere on top of that is really depressing. So it has raised the whole community up, and I'm very, very thankful. I even, you know, I might have told you this, I've even found over $100 on the ground. Three times I found $20 bills. You know, money rolls out of people's pockets when they take their hand out of their pocket sometimes. There's even people who have given me money and told me, here's $5, go get yourself a cup of coffee or whatever. And so it has really been a sustaining factor through this so far. And I just love doing it. It has given me very good public relations in the community. And it's a terrific thing. And I want to thank you for inspiring me about keeping my community clean. A clean community is a wholesome community, and it will help to avoid all of this pandemic fear. And fear, by the way, actually reduces one's immune system and makes one more vulnerable to a possible virus. So, again, thank you very much, and I'm going to continue doing it. It's inspired me. It's given me some a kind of a meaning in life that I didn't necessarily have before, that I feel I make an important difference, and I live in a clean, beautiful community because of it. And I want to thank you for inspiring me and others to keep to take part at a local level, and not to just go, oh my God, but to actually say, put that aside and get on with life and make life better.
Thank you, Harvey. Great to hear the all good news. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Edna Therese. From Brooklyn, you're on the air.
Hi, you trees. It's Edna.
Hello, Edna.
Hi. I am so grateful, first of all, thanking you for being in my life Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. I mean, I look forward to listening to this show. I'm also grateful and thankful for the ability to educate myself, grateful for an opportunity to surround myself with sharp-minded individuals who have and continue to direct me to remain focused in my life. And more importantly, I'm grateful for my patience to allow drama to roll off my shoulders. But more importantly, my ability to say no nicely. And that's what I'm grateful for. And I won't ask you to read a poem, I promise.
It's okay. I'm happy to hear your good news. And
you're
into it, just like Harvey reported that he got into this thing. And it was all as a result of telling a little anecdote about I wanted to start a broom brigade. Every community should have a broom brigade where you clean up your neighborhood, you clean up your block, and all you need is a broom.
Yep.
It would cause a lot of changes, and you'd be surprised how people would react, you know, to the fact that people are trying to keep the community clean. Thank you, Edna, and happy Thanksgiving to you. Thanks so much for calling in. Bill from Brooklyn, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Yatrice, and to all in the audience today. And Thanksgiving wishes to everyone. And hopefully everyone has, as best as possible, a safe and enjoyable Thanksgiving. I have so much to be thankful for. I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry at all.
Mostly, I'm thankful for my parents who instilled in me. My father looked like Frederick Douglass, and my mother looked like Kathleen Cleaver. So I'm an inheritor of of both of their revolutionary spirits. My father being born on May 1st, and my mother being born on May 5th. So anyone who knows about those dates, knows the power, the revolutionary power and spirit of those dates, May Day and Cinco de Mayo. And I'm just so thankful for just being the beneficiary of having, lived through some of the most dynamic and powerful and historical times in the 20th century and now in the 21st century. I'm not that old, but when I was very young, I witnessed the train taking Robert Kennedy's body to Washington. I lived through the death of Martin King and Malcolm X. And I've lived through the election of President Barack Hussein Obama to be the President of the United States. And I've been a beneficiary of a lot of kindness and love from strangers and from even my employers at my school who allowed me to work my way through one of the most elite colleges in the country. And I'm thankful for you and for everyone in your audience who, not that I agree with them all the time, but they challenge me to think deeply and to, most importantly, be able to plan on the future ahead and on what we need to do as a people, no matter what our color, what our backgrounds, what our race, that we're all in this together and we can only survive in this together. So sorry to get so emotional.
Not at all. Not at all.
But thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in and sharing these profound feelings. I'm sure others are as affected as I am just listening to what you have to say. Well, let's take a little break and come back to more of your thinking and feelings on this day, the day before Thanksgiving Day, right after this. To lead stories on PRN.FM. We're being quite introspective today and plumbing the depths of our hearts and souls to relate to others and even to ourselves. Those things for which we should be thankful and are thankful. We tend not to pay too much attention to that, let alone to talk about it in public, but it's a good thing to do, to be conscious that you're not here by yourself. You got here not by yourself, and you continue to live on this earth not by yourself. And so it's important from time to time to just pause and reflect on that alone. There is strength in that. There's a reinforcement in that. And just knowing that other people, many other people, sometimes you don't know them, but they're there in your lives and they're rooting for you. They're behind you. They're sending you psychically their best energy to continue. And this is what we need at this time. We need reinforcement, even if we don't admit it, but we need reinforcement. And it's a good thing. It really gets you going. It revs up your engine. And that, too, is something to be thankful for. A lot of people don't have even that in their lives. And so they feel completely isolated and alone in this world. Just a thought being sent out, or an indication that people are thinking about you and are concerned about you, that's itself a regenerating factor. It gives you new energy to go on. 888-874-4888 is the number to call and to share your thoughts on this eve of Thanksgiving. What are you feeling? What does it mean to you? Have you been thanked? Are you thanking anybody today? Okay. It's really a thing we need to do more often, to let people know that you're thanking them and they as they have thanked you. So 888-874-4888. And in studio, I'm not seeing anything, but I imagine I will. So I could tell you in the meantime, thanking. My experience has been extraordinary in this regard. I don't know where many, many people who have thanked me, I don't know where they go or where they have been, but they bring the best of themselves and thank me for doing this or doing that. And sometimes I don't even remember that I did that. But that's the whole nature of it. You become so used to living in a particular way. You become so used to sharing yourself that it's second nature. And you don't stop to say, well, I did this for Mary today, and I did this for Fred yesterday. You're not counting. That's the whole point. You're just being you. And you find that the more you do it, the more natural it is. And people would be thanking you for things, and you go, did I do that? Yes, you did. You're not aware of it because it's become a natural part of your being. And that brings extra joy to people. It also brings some people to resolution about things that they need to do. Just that human contact. You'd never know how it's affecting people. James from White Plains, you're on the air.
Hi, it's James. I'm thankful for what's of the highest consciousness, which is human life while we're here, not to take advantage of anything else that's in the spiritual realms of all off to the side. Because to be thankful for human life, first and foremost, is to see everything else that's affected and affects them. And that's something I'm thankful for to meditate on. And they've let me stay at an inn in Pine Plains where I can fast. And I've been extending gratitude. They're helping me search a job away from the toxins, the false alarms. So I'm thankful for human life, first and foremost. This way I'll see every way that it goes. I'll see everything that can affect it. This way, if they take out more loans from Satan to ensure that I accept their guilt, it won't matter. This way I'll continue to be on my own path, and I'll be with all the continuation of my target.
Okay. Do you feel you're getting closer to where it is you intended to go?
Yes. I've been listening to you. I'm closer. Because away from the toxic city, this is where I used to live in Pine Plains. They're helping me take up time to fast because they saw me and I played the piano at the church a little. and they're all looking for a job and apartment, even at the least, a time away from my toxic situation in Mount Vernon, New York. That's what I pray every day. I'm thankful for human life, first and foremost, so I stay grounded, not sullied, and I can see everything that's affecting them.
That's great.
To see everything that's affecting humans is to be thankful that for the human life, that's highest consciousness. And then you're thankful for the birds and everybody else who aspires to be like us, and they'll all be in order. Stuff like that. That's what Gary Noll is to. That's progressive. Like he said, ahead of the crowd. You'll see ahead of the crowd, but not as if you're better than anyone, just ahead of the crowd.
Well, that's great, Jay.
Not everybody.
Thanks so much. Thanks for sharing what you're thinking and, in fact, what you're doing. Thank you very much for contributing today. 888-874-4888. What exactly are you thankful for? As we are, in fact, on the eve of Thanksgiving, it's a good idea to get our minds in that frame of wondering or just cogitating on this idea of giving thanks, even within ourselves. We don't have to make a big thing about it, but it is good to develop a consciousness about it, that we do have, in the midst of all this chaos and confusion, we have particular things that we are thankful for, because they ended up and still contribute to our newly shaped life, that we find more pleasing, more beneficial, more helpful. And that helps us. That helps us a great deal. Tony from Orlando, you're on the air.
Hi, Therese. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling, Tony.
I want to thank you for your show, that you provide a platform for us to express our ideas and views, first and foremost.
Thank you.
But something that has helped me in my life, something that I've strived to do, something that I haven't always done, but I'm thankful for always trying to stay out of debt. Something that has been one of the biggest principles in my life is always to stay out of debt, not to owe people money, not to borrow money from people. I've since the age of 19, I've lived on my own. My parents passed away when I was very young, so I was kind of forced to be on my own at a young age. So that kind of made me a little stronger in that sense of being more independent at a younger age. But one of the things that has helped me is to stay out of debt, because right now in the United States, there's a lot of people that are struggling with debt. A lot of people owe money. Particularly, you have a younger generation that is struggling with student loan debt. You have this year a lot of people behind on the rent. And the fact that I've been able to stay out of debt has helped me survive what I'm not supposed to survive. So I think, you know, trying to avoid being in debt, do not consume yourself in these consumer-driven ads to constantly go out to eat, purchase expensive items that are not on the priority list. So try to keep a very simple and basic life. Stay out of debt. Don't owe money to people. And that will help you sleep better at night. That's what helps me sleep better,
because
I know
true.
No one's knocking on my
true.
Door. No one's knocking at my door asking me, hey, do you have my money? So that's the main thing. don't get in debt, please, people. Credit is not a good thing. You know, to say, oh, I have credit, credit means you have bills. So please don't believe the hype. Don't believe that you have to go out and get credit if you haven't already started to get credit for the younger folks. You do not need credit. You need cash. Cash is king. Forget about the credit. Credit means debt.
You sound like an old man, Tony, with experience.
well, my dad was an old man that that had kids at an old age. So when we, you know, the small amount of time I had with my dad, we looked up to a man. You know, we didn't. Unfortunately, a lot of kids these days are having kids. So I had the privilege of having a man as a father. So he kind of showed me a very simple, basic, you know, priority-based life. And I give thanks to him for that. So I want to, you know, just pay it forward and try to advise people that you don't necessarily have to have credit to make it in life. You don't have to borrow money to show people, you know, that you are successful or anything like that. Just live a very basic life. Don't worry about impressing anyone. Live your life, and you'll be more at peace with yourself.
Amen. Amen, Reverend Tony. Thank you so much for calling in today. And have yourself a very meaningful day tomorrow as well. 888-874-4888. For what are you thankful? And what difference has it made in your life? Whatever it is that you got for which you are thankful. I know my list is too long to enumerate, but I am a walking example of incredible investments made in me by a whole bunch of people, many of whom I don't even know. And this is the way life works. People extend themselves without even asking. And they see a need and they respond to it, to the need they see. And thank goodness for that. Hopefully that mindset will continue and it will contribute to a much better, more human and humane society. 888-874-4888. As we are on the eve of Thanksgiving Day, we are asking the question, for what are you thankful? What has truly made this difference in your life, this thing that you have received from someone else? And we've gotten quite a bit of a varied reaction, actually, people telling the different ways in which other people's investment in them has made a great difference in their lives. And now they, too, on the same path of trying to make a difference in the lives of others, including, as in the case of Harvey from Berkeley, making a difference in a broader community just by cleaning it up. That's great. That's a great thing. So for what are you thankful? I have so much to be thankful for, I dare not even start. There's so many things that have happened in my life that have no reason, no rationale to it, but people just come out of the woodwork precisely on time, precisely when they know that they can make a difference in your life. I have no idea what gave them that clue, but they did. They did respond, and sometimes they responded to a need I didn't even know I had or would have. So you never know. You never know. how you can transform both yourself and others by just being mindful and trying to connect at a whole different level. You can create a whole new person looking to advance him or herself on a spiritual plane, even on a humanitarian plane, on a political plane, in everyday life. You never know. You just never know. And it therefore behooves us to keep it in mind that we are influencers of people. We do transmit something from ourselves that people spot, and they take the message very often without you even knowing. You're just doing your thing, and they're paying attention, and they go, oh my, that's something I should do too. You influencing people without even knowing it. And that's sometimes the best kind of help, where you inspire people to help themselves. I'm very, very grateful that I've had the privilege of being in your midst these years, these many years, and that you receive it in the spirit that you do. Because that's my intention, just to make sure that we can engage with each other without fear. And we don't have to have pre-clearance for what we're thinking. You're free to say what you want to say. And you should expect that you'll be engaged. You know, people will engage with you. But I feel good that on the whole, we do so with mutual respect and with an understanding that that's the aim and objective, is to understand each other, to reach each other at a different level. And it seems to be working. I feel good about it. And I thank you. I thank you all the time for doing just that, because that is a great amount of work. And it is the kind of work that we don't see people doing a lot these days. They're doing it because of what they want you to think about what they think. You know, what I think is no big deal. But if we get into a discussion and we exchange ideas, that's a whole different process. And it enlarges us. It brings us to a whole different place in life where we don't have to be afraid of expressing ourselves. Of course, we learn how to do that in the course of exchanging views. We learn how to do that the right way. So I'm very, very thankful that the program has that aspect to it, that people understand this is not for showboating purposes. This is truly for helping people to connect in a humane way, even when they disagree. And that's especially important, that they can still connect when they disagree. I have time for one more call at 888-874-4888 before we go. We're closing in, but we have enough time for one more call. Could you share with us what you are thankful for on the eve of Thanksgiving Day? What is it that of all the things that you could select from your mind, what made a particularly deep impression on you for which you have been thankful all these years, but you really never said it, or you possibly didn't recognize it or realize it, but in fact it has been guiding you all this time, for a long time, and you feel better, you feel enhanced, you feel improved by that interaction. All right. Well, tomorrow, I think we will not be on the air tomorrow. I think PRN has some programming already scheduled, and that means I'll be taking a little break tomorrow and coming back on Friday. But in the meantime, let's talk to Willie from Brooklyn. Willie, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, beloved. And your,
good afternoon, Willie.
And the PRN family. Well, you please, before I go on, that I just want to correct you. It was Ed that started the Broom Brigade, not
Broom. Yes, he started it in Brooklyn.
Yeah, he started it. Yes.
Queens, no. In Queens.
So I got you on that one. You were wrong for one.
About what?
Because you said Harvey. And, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Different people have done it. So that was Harvey's view from Berkeley. He was talking about how he experienced it in Berkeley as he started his own Broom Brigade, practically picking up trash in the neighborhood, and the impact it appeared to have on the people in the community. But yes, you're right. Ed from Jamaica was the first to tell us about his Broom Brigade and how successfully it ran and how people reacted to it. But who has influenced you? Who has had an impact on you that you are thankful for?
Sister Utrecht, you should not ask that question because you know better. It was between you, the minister, Dr. Ben, Dr. Claude, and all of these people, and they have made the impact on me. More Gary, or the PRN family, the people, the producers in PRN. I am so thankful for them because you know, and my only thanks I give is every day I share that with people. That's what I do.
Oh, you have to leave it there. I'm afraid we're completely out of time. Thanks, Willie, for your testimonial. And have a good day tomorrow. And we'll be back with each other on Friday. Bye-bye.
'Tis the song, the sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more.